Over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Joe Brand.
Another strong effort from the Chicago Blackhawks. Really do make it the best day ever here at the United Center. A 7-4 victory over the Arizona Coyotes. A hat trick for Colin Blackwell, first of his career. A 4-assist night for Seth Jones, the first of his career. And Connor Bedard with a 3-point night, the third of his career, despite being an 18-year-old in the NHL. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show. We're recapping a fun one here at the United Center, a 7-4 victory over the Arizona Coyotes on the best day ever, and the Hawks have now made it 2 wins out of their last 3 games. Let's head on back upstairs and bring in our pal Troy Murray. He was on the call with John Weideman. And Troy, we talked about a lot of the good things that the Hawks did last night in Washington, despite losing by 3 goals. But now we are starting to see this team kind of carry momentum from the previous game. It was kind of the case in Colorado after a really rough loss. You could tell that this team had a little bit of an edge on them to pick up that first win against the Arizona Coyotes. They did that earlier on this week, and they carry that same momentum here today at the United Center.
Yeah, I like the response in this game after the first period. They need to be better in the first periods. They don't want to chase the score, and they were down 2-0, but I give them credit, because even though Arizona scored 11 seconds into the second period, it didn't seem like it fazed them, and the next goal was the big goal, and they got that from, you know, their guys. Now you moved forward into the game, but it was a nice response after kind of a disappointing effort in the game last night overall for 60 minutes of the game against Colorado that you mentioned as well, a good response there. And both of these games were Arizona, fresh team, waiting for the Hawks in Arizona, waiting for them here in Chicago last night. They did not play yesterday. So back-to-back games where the Hawks come in here, and they were the better team. And for Arizona, I think it's probably frustrating for them to, you know, be in a position to give up 7 to the Blackhawks, who they know have been struggling this season. But give all the credit in the world to the Hawks in this one. You know, a lot of times when there's losses, I give credit to the opposition team. Tonight, you got to give credit to the Hawks. They were, you know, the initiators through the second and third period of this game. They worked extremely hard. They were crashing the front of the net. Their power play was effective again. Everything was working well tonight after the first period.
Well, somebody very credible for that hardworking effort, Reese Johnson, has just dropped in after this Blackhawks 7-4 victory over the Arizona Coyotes. Reese, how's your face? You got caught with a little high stick there, huh?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was our guy or their guy. The linesman said it was our guy, but yeah, not too sure. Actually, it's all good, though. I think most of the time when you get high sticked, it's your visor coming down and catching the bridge of your nose, but yeah, all good.
Nice little war battle wound there you got. So
yeah, those are always not bad, I guess. I'll take it with a win.
We're gonna head upstairs and bring in Troy Murray. Troy, go ahead.
Just a little flesh wound, and by the way, it was Josh Brown's stick that did clip you up, so a missed call there by the officials. But it was hard to tell because there was kind of a strum along the boards there, so friendly fire, I don't know, but we got a good look at it on the replay, and it was Josh Brown's. Anyways, moving on here. Colin Blackwell, he's a guy in your ilk of a player, hardworking guy, never stops, the motor keeps running. How happy are you guys for Colin Blackwell to get the hat trick here, his first of his career?
Yeah, absolutely thrilled for Blackie. I went up to him and told him I was really proud of him. I think he's definitely battled throughout his career. I mean, coming through the minors, I remember playing against him in the minors. He was always a really hardworking kid, just tenacious on pucks. And then obviously with being out at the start of the year and coming back and just you know, obviously just proving himself and probably just to organization and other teams. I mean, he still is a great player in this league, and I think he has been awesome for us. I can't say enough good things about Blackie's work ethic. He's great for me, too. I mean, he's always lifting me up if he notices, you know, if I'm out of the lineup, he'll come up to me and talk to me and kind of, you know, help me through it. He's been a good teammate to me, so yeah, I can't say enough good things about Blackie. That was awesome to see that.
What was the difference in the second period for you guys? I mean, you really turned it up, even after being down by 2.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, first of all, that start to the game is unacceptable. We know that. I mean, you can't be sleeping in first periods. Luke came in, said a couple things. I think that's always a good response to. I mean, you gotta respond in the league. I mean, it's not always gonna go your way to start off the game, but I think it's important, and I liked our response. I think a response like that in the second period feels good. I mean, it feels good in the room knowing you can respond and, you know, take over the game.
Reese, how often does Luke come in during the periods and say something that needs to be said?
Yeah, I mean, lately probably a little too often, but I mean, not all the time. I think, just honestly, probably when he feels the need to. I think, and obviously today was much needed. So I think, I mean, hopefully, I know he was happy with the response. I know the coaches were happy with the response after the first. So, yeah, just kind of whenever he feels the need, and obviously today was one of those days.
Do you feel like you guys are getting better at pulling things from the previous game and carrying it over into the current game? I mean, the power play has been really rolling right now, and it just seems like, again, even if you guys don't get off to the best start, you're able to turn things around. I mean, it's nice to see that consistency at least, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think, I think power plays can change momentums in games, and we've seen that, especially the last couple against Arizona. I mean, with the power play clicking, it just gives you that extra boost. I mean, it's huge. And they've been working at it, you know, in practice. I don't know if you guys probably see, but we're working on that lots. They're working on the power play pretty much every day in practice. So it's nice to see that start clicking and hopefully keep it rolling.
There was a lot of firsts in this game. Season high 7 goals, 41 shots on goal, the most that you've had this season as well by 4. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, creating second and third opportunities, getting to the blue paint, looking for those rebounds, creating that traffic in front of the net. And it's something that you always do every time that you're out there. But collectively as a team, it seems like the last little while here that you guys have been doing a better job. You didn't win that battle last night because 3 out of the 5 goals that were scored in the game against Washington, 2 on their side, the little redirect, and then the scrambling in front of the net went in their favor. But tonight, I thought you guys did an excellent job creating those second and third opportunities. And that's how you start to pile up some of the numbers on shots on goal.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually, and Blackie was one of those guys. I mean, 2 of those goals that he put in tonight were just, that's what I was talking to him about. I feel like it's the timing, getting to the net. Like you say, I always try and get to the net, but I think I can get better at the timing. I mean, not getting boxed out. I think timing it with the D-man shot. And, I mean, that one goal, Andy had a great tip and tipped it right into the pad. And then you see Blackie coming in there with the great timing. I think that's huge. But, yeah, I think it's nice to see that kind of coming around. I think that's a huge part. Like, I mean, that's where goals are scored. I mean, you take a look around the league, like, that's where a lot of the goals are scored, right around the net there, I think, in the house. So I think, obviously, our D-man are doing a good job of getting pucks to the net, pucks through and then to the net. And then I think, after that, it's up to the forwards to kind of have good timing and, I mean, out-battle the D-man and find those loose pucks for sure.
We're talking with Reese Johnson here on the post-game show. Really quick, quick break for station identification.
The Blackhawks, Wildcats, and the NFL play here on AM 720. On smart speakers, say play WGN Chicago.
WGN. Hawks beat the Arizona Coyotes 7-4 on the best day ever at the United Center. We're talking with Blackhawks forward Reese Johnson. I got to ask you a little bit about Connor Bedard. I mean, some of the things he was able to do today. How much have you seen his game grow since he's come back from that injury?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely great to see him battle back. I know he's a really competitive player, so I think obviously after the team's first, then to see him come back and kind of have the game he did after that, kind of bury that one, and that was a huge goal for us on the power play there. First of all, yeah, he's been unbelievable. He's a good teammate, and I know he's always trying to better himself at practice and then in games. It's awesome to see a young kid like that come in with the skill level, and even a guy like myself tries to learn from him. Not the most offensive guy, but I can learn from guys like that. And I'm always asking him questions. He's always free to kind of chat with me about that. And yeah, he's been awesome. He's a good teammate, and he's a lot of fun to have around the room. always easy to joke with and kind of knows when to dial it in for sure. So, yeah, he's been awesome, especially after coming back from an injury like that. That's not easy to do. Injuries are part of the game, obviously, but never easy to do, and it's been good to see him come back strong.
That mean guy, Connor Bedard, takes the high-sticking penalty in the third period. He comes out of the box, and Blackwell and Bedard on a 2-on-1. Both of these guys have two goals, and they both are coming down, and the puck just slipped away from Bedard. That doesn't happen very often, and he missed the net there. But what were you guys thinking on the bench, seeing those two guys going down on a 2-on-1, both of them on Hattie watch?
Yeah, absolutely. Two guys going on a 2-on-1 on Hattie watch doesn't happen too often. But I was I actually thought maybe Blackie was going to shoot just the way the play set up, but he made a great pass, read the play with the D-man sliding. And then, yeah, obviously, I'm sure Bedzie would want that one back, but that doesn't happen very often with his release there almost, yeah. So,
but if he scores there, then Blackwell's not going to get an opportunity at the empty net.
Exactly.
And I think that more often than not, Connor Bedard's going to have a few hat tricks over his career for Colin Blackwell. So happy that he got his.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure Bedzie feels the same way for Blackie too. So yeah, it came around for Blackie in the end there.
I'm sure you haven't been able to get home too much lately, but what's the latest on the farm? How's it all going?
Yeah, things are good. We actually just got a big dump of snow. Things are going good. A little trouble with the side-by-side. I was talking to my buddy that takes care of the place. This sounds like a good time to give him a shout-out. Maybe I'll shout-out to Anthony back at the ranch in Red Deer. So
what's a side-by-side?
Just like an all-terrain vehicle, basically. Quad. It has a box. You can haul things with it. We use that to plow snow, so there's a plow on the front of it. But, yeah, he was telling me he's having some troubles with the battery. Over All-Star break, I changed the battery, and I guess he's having some more troubles with it. But, no, things are going good. Rufus is still roaming free outside, living his best life. Rufus is our dog. He's four and a half, I think, now, and he is full-time outside. He hangs around, keeps the coyotes away. But, yeah, things are going good. It was nice to get a big snowfall for the keep the moisture in the ground coming into the spring here. So
you guys have not had a lot of reasons this year to celebrate. This last little while here, you guys had some success here. How fun is it for you guys inside that locker room, especially after a game like this?
Yeah, obviously haven't had enough as many wins as we'd like, but I mean, when it's not easy to win in this league, but it's definitely, I mean, nothing's better than winning in the NHL, so it's definitely a good mood after a win like that. And yeah, boys are happy for each other, and I think we did a good job battling back after that first period. So it's, yeah, nothing better than a win at home at the United Center. So
well, great stuff, Reese. Great win. Great game, and best of luck with the side-by-side battery. That's going to be a whole other podcast on its own, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're out of your league.
Anthony's on that.
Go ahead, Troy.
You're out of your league talking side-by-side.
Yeah.
You're a city
slicker.
Yeah,
I was wondering when he asked what a side-by-side was. I didn't even know how to explain it there, Troy.
I guess I'm really showing my ignorance, but that's why I want to hear from the expert. That's why I want to get it straight from the horse's mouth.
That's why you ask the questions, right?
Yeah, never a bad question.
Hey, we reach a lot of people here on 720, so you never know if people downstate are probably screaming at their radios right now, saying what a side-by-side. Reese, thank you very much. Yeah. Always great chat.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it. Have a good night.
That's Reese Johnson. Blackhawks take down the Arizona Coyotes 7-4. And Troy, I often say it, but team-friendly victory, full team effort. Everyone pitching in tonight. This wasn't just one player. This wasn't just one aspect of the game. They were able to pull together a lot of different things. And, you know, with the way the schedule works out right now, I know the Hawks aren't in a position to look at other teams and say, okay, that could be a win, that could be a win. But this is an opportunity for the Hawks to get on a little bit of a run here. And so far, they've gotten some pretty good momentum over their last couple of games.
They went through a pretty healthy stretch of the schedule playing the top-tier teams in the NHL, and that makes it awful tough to get anything going. Now, if you look at the schedule now, it's a little bit lighter as far as your competition, and that should give them an opportunity to stay in some of these games and play better and get some better results. But, you know, the game is too hard. And you look at teams around the NHL, and if they're not prepared to play, anybody can beat anybody on any given night. If the top teams play as hard as a team that doesn't have as much talent, they're going to get the better results over the length of a season. So you do have a schedule that comes up here is a little bit more friendly than it has been in the last little while here. But you still got to win the games. You still got to play 60 minutes. You got to make mistakes and make plays. You're going to make mistakes, but make the plays. And I think it's important for these guys, as you look at what's left and how many games are left, officially eliminated from the postseason, I think after the game last night. So you've got individual goals that you need to set along with your team goals here. You know, what am I going to do? How am I going to improve myself here? And a lot of guys have a lot at stake to be playing for. And moving forward, you look at guys who, you know, have been in a position with this team where there's sometimes they've been in or out of the lineup. And for like a guy like Reese Johnson, every time he's in the lineup, he's got to perform. He doesn't have the luxury of having a bad game and knowing that he's going to get right back in there. So there's a lot at stake for these guys. And I think this goes a long way. It means they've done an excellent job of keeping this group positive. And those are the guys inside the room. It's the coaching staff, everybody involved. The transparency that they've had between the coaching staff, the management, the players, I think has been really important. I think the players understand that and they appreciate that. But now it's up to them to finish the season off strong and really, you know, put themselves in a good position moving forward. And a game like this is going to go a long way to building their confidence. You've got some tough games coming up here at the United Center before you head out back on the road. Which you've got the Ducks coming in, and you got the Kings coming in, and then San Jose, two teams that are near the bottom, and then the Kings fighting for a playoff position as well. So you can build off something here and finish the season off strong, and a lot of positives in this game that you can look to build on and use moving forward.
Definitely a lot of positives. We'll break them down in the rest of this postgame show. All right,
best
pal.
Best day ever.
Best day ever. Fun stuff, and nice, well-deserved day off tomorrow, and we'll get back at it on Tuesday.
Oh, we get a day off tomorrow?
Oh, I think so. Maybe I spoke too soon.
You're calling a day off?
Well, technically, we got Blackhawks Live, so I don't have the day off, but I don't know. Maybe you do. You're Troy Murray. You can take a day off if you want, though.
Three and four, I might have to.
Yeah, yeah. I'll approve it. You can just.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Next time I need something, I'll come to you.
They'll be like, who told you what? Who's that?
Joe said I could have the day off.
Who? All right, pal. Great stuff, and we'll talk to you in a couple of days.
Good stuff, Joe.
All righty. That is Troy Murray. He and John Weideman on the call tonight. As the Hawks take down the Arizona Coyotes 7-4, we got a lot to get to, but we got to get to a break. We're far behind, but that's what happens after good games like it was tonight. Postgame show rolls on until 9:30. 312-981-7200. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN.
The Kerr through the high slot to Bernard, right circle with a toe drag and a shot. He scores! Power play goal for Connor Bernard, and the Hawks take the lead for the first time in the game at 3-2.
It was one of two goals for Connor Bedard tonight. He ends up picking up his third career three-point game. He missed out on the hat trick, but Colin Blackwell was able to pick up a hat trick, first of his career in the Blackhawks' 7-4 victory over the Arizona Coyotes. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show. We're actually taking you up to 8:30 tonight. I apologize if I gave us all an extra hour, but no. Big win tonight, though. Hawks pick up their second win out of their last three games. They win the season series against the Arizona Coyotes and just kind of gain some more momentum back after the loss in Washington last night. Tonight's Player of the Game is sponsored by the Midwestern University Clinics in Downers Grove, providing you with caring, unrushed, and thorough health care. Schedule an appointment at MWUClinics.com. Colin Blackwell got the number one star. Connor Bedard, the number two star. Seth Jones, the number three star. He had a pretty good game today. As we mentioned earlier, a career-high 4 assists for Jones in this game. He was a +2. He had 5 shots on goal, 8 shot attempts total, a couple of blocked shots. you're really starting to see a lot more offense in his game, and I do think that that has helped out with the power play. I know earlier in the game there was a situation where maybe he was a little indecisive about shooting the puck, but I do think his shoot-first mentality has gotten a little contagious with this Blackhawks team and also helped out on the power play, maneuvering things a little bit better as the Hawks' power play continues to look good. They pick up two power play goals in this game, make that six power play goals in their last two games against the Arizona Coyotes, so hopefully they can continue some of that momentum. Just a couple of Connor Bedard thoughts before we get to our next break. Again, 312-981-7200 if you have any thoughts. But our guy Devin in Palos Hills wants to talk about the Calder Trophy race regarding Connor Bedard and Brock Faber. Clearly, Brock Faber is having a spectacular year and racking up good points with the Minnesota Wild as a defenseman and doing a lot of impressive things. But I do think with just the overassertion of Connor Bedard's productivity since coming back from this injury has really just put him in a spot where it's his Calder Trophy to lose. And that has nothing to do with Brock Faber, and you know, it's not diminishing anything he's accomplished this year. But Connor Bedard clearly continues to show that he belongs in the NHL as an 18-year-old. I mean, that is an actual thing. 19 goals now for the 18-year-old in his first year here in the NHL. And I just want to talk a little bit more about that goal that he scored, the highlight that we just played, his second of the game. It was a 5-on-3, but granted, the Hawks got to a 5-on-3 because Connor Bedard's puck-handling skills kind of drew another penalty. So on the power play, and I do think over the last couple of games, there's just been a little extra tick in Bedard's game when they're on the power play, but I think you especially saw it tonight. But with just a man advantage, his puck handling skills draws another penalty. They go on 5-on-3, and as he gets the puck in the near circle, he comes towards the net, and time is kind of ticking down on the two-man advantage. There's still plenty of time for him and for the Hawks to maybe get another shot or two, but you start to worry maybe just a little bit. And the first defenseman in Josh Brown comes up on Bedard. He's giving him that cushion. He's giving him that space. But with Bedard coming closer towards the slot, Brown finally says, all right, I got to go and try to get this puck. Puts his stick forward, and Bedard just does a little toe drag around him. And it looks like this is the case when the clip is slowed down, and I know this is hard to do on radio. But as he does the toe drag around Josh Brown, the next defenseman in J.J. Moser comes in, and Bedard basically has the puck on his stick in a position to where he can do another toe drag, or he can just fire the shot. And not everyone can do that. Not everyone can fire off a clean shot like he can in that situation. But it almost looks like he gives himself both of those options to just fire it if he needs to. And with J.J. Moser closing in, the second defenseman on that play, he is just able to flip it past Connor Ingram. It's really something to marvel at. Again, if you look at the highlight and watch it in slow motion, it just seems like the game slows down for him so much because he's able to make that move to get around one guy and then maybe do that move again on another guy or just shoot the puck. And it always seems like he ends up making the right decision. Still want to get to more, but we got to get to another break. 312-981-7200 as we recap the 7-4 victory over the Arizona Coyotes. Blackhawks postgame show, 720 WGN.
Into the left wing corner, the puck goes. Then fed up the slot. Dursey put it over. Keller, one-timer, big save by Soderblom. He flew across the crease and got in front of that with the pads. And a follow-up shot by Keller deflects up and out of play. And you see the partisan crowd here in Chicago, many of them standing to their feet, applauding that effort by Arvid Soderblom.
That's our save of the game tonight, sponsored by ComEd for Business. ComEd powering business, powering lives. Arvid Soderblom with back-to-back wins against the Arizona Coyotes as he ended up making a total of 32 saves in this one and, again, put up a big performance back on Tuesday night as the Hawks were finally able to end their losing skid on the road, and then they continue some momentum against the Coyotes with a home win tonight. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show, taking you up to 8:30 tonight. We'll also give Arvid Soderblom our player with the most heart, which is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Northwestern Medicine is home to the state's leading heart and vascular program, top-ranked for 16 straight years by U.S. News and World Report. Still waiting on some postgame sound. Our reporter Jack Heinrich is yet to be seen, but I imagine it's probably a long-winded press conference with Luke Richardson after a impressive, solid, and just good win by the Hawks tonight. I do want to talk about the upcoming schedule a little bit because the Hawks begin a four-game homestand today. They welcome in Anaheim on Tuesday, L.A. on Friday, San Jose on next Sunday. And it does kind of turn into this whole California swing because the Hawks will go out west next week visiting L.A., Anaheim, and San Jose. And again, the Hawks are not in a position to look at the calendar and say, okay, that could be a win, that could be a win, that could be a win. They still need to bring a full 60-minute effort. Even in tonight's game, with the Hawks having so much momentum in that second period, I just kept thinking they really got to keep their foot on the pedal in the third period. They did end up doing that. But these are different competitions now. It's no longer Colorado and Winnipeg and Vancouver and all these really tough, strong opponents that are definitely going to the postseason. L.A. is definitely looking for a playoff run. But, I mean, two games against the Ducks, two games against the San Jose Sharks. We are going to be looking pretty strictly at the reverse standings, where the Hawks are and where the San Jose Sharks are as well. Those are the two teams down in the basement of the standings now. And with this Hawks win, they actually go into a tie points-wise with the San Jose Sharks. And I actually think they'll move ahead of them, maybe. I don't have actually, all I have to do is look online. Funny how that works. Because the Hawks do still have one game in hand over the Sharks. But as I do some quick scrolling, they are 10 points below in the winning percentage. San Jose, 16-40-7. The Hawks, 17-43-5. And actually, the Hawks have played two more games than the San Jose Sharks so far this year. Want to get to more? Hopefully, we'll get some post-game sound from the Blackhawks dressing room and from the head coach, Luke Richardson, as we recap the 7-4 victory over the Arizona Coyotes. Blackhawks post-game show on 720 WGN.
There's a shot! They score! The shot go. It was deflected in front of the net by Alex Killorn. So the veteran scores, the youngster assists, and the Ducks grab a 2-1 lead.
That's Steve Carroll of the Ducks stream. That game a couple of nights ago, however, the Anaheim Ducks are in action right now. They're hosting the New York Islanders. The Islanders are trying to continue their winning streak, currently at five games, and they're off to a good start, a 3-1 lead over the Anaheim Ducks with 8:41 left in the second period. Alex Killorn actually scoring yet again, his 12th of the year. That's our next game preview, which is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. The Anaheim Ducks in town on Tuesday. We will have Blackhawks live tomorrow night, though, and expecting to have John Buchagross of ESPN as our guest, so exciting time for that. But also just exciting for the Hawks in Tuesday's game, because if you didn't hear before the game today, the Hawks made things official with their third-round pick in 2020 of Landon Slaggard, whose collegiate career just ended with Notre Dame yesterday. He's expected to be with the team for morning skate on Tuesday, but it doesn't sound like he's going to play that night. Head coach Luke Richardson saying that after he gets a few practices in, he can maybe make his NHL debut over the weekend. So exciting stuff in terms of the Blackhawks rebuild. Let's take a look around the NHL, and we'll start in Pittsburgh.
Letang through the middle, gave it away. Here's McDavid, scores! Connor McDavid picked off that pass in the middle, and it's 1-0 Edmonton.
Connor McDavid saw his 13-game point streak come to an end last night, and he apparently didn't take too well to that. He had a 3-point game as the Edmonton Oilers shut out the Pittsburgh Penguins 4-0. That was Cam Moon of CHED Radio, voice of the Edmonton Oilers. Man, is Pittsburgh on a skid. They've lost their last three games and six out of their last seven. Let's go to Minnesota.
Kaprizov extending the shift. How about this move from John Hines to get four attackers out there? Four forwards in all. Zuccarello from the circle. Boldy scores!
Oh my.
What a move by John Hines to pull the goaltender. And the Wild win it in overtime.
Yeah, if you haven't heard that, well, number one, that was Alex Faust of TNT and our own Darren Pang chiming in as well, saying the oh wow. That's because Minnesota's head coach John Hines pulled Marc-Andre Fleury, the goaltender, during overtime, giving the Wild 4-on-3, but all Nashville had to do was score on the empty net, and then they win the game. Well, it ended up working out for the Wild. Matthew Boldy with the game winner, his 24th goal of the season, and the Wild take down Nashville 4-3. The Preds, though, do continue their point streak. It's currently at 12 games now as they move to 37-25-4 on the season. Only other game earlier today, the Calgary Flames falling to the Carolina Hurricanes 7-2. And again, the Hawks off tomorrow, but they do host the Anaheim Ducks on Tuesday. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Citgo. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. United Airlines, your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. And Northwestern Medicine. Big thanks to all the help back at the WGN Radio Studios. Our production crew of Patrick Hennessy and Tony DeNardis. They were led by the captain, the tireless Krista Flores. Here at the United Center, our reporter was Jack Heinrich. Our Hall of Fame engineer was Paul Zerang. John Weideman and Troy Murray had the call. And for everyone that I mentioned, I'm Joe Brand. Once again, the final score, Hawks beat the Yotes 7-4.